about the sugya today. We spent a long time on what is bittul. Just to review it very briefly, we had Rashi and Tosfos in the extremes. Tosfos said that bittul is simply hefter, and Rashi says it's hasdisu. We had the Ran and the Ramban in between, as I put it. The Ran being close to the Tosfos, as I understood it, it's really fundamentally hefker. Except that since there are certain technical problems with hefker, so they're overcome by the expression of bittul. And the Ramban, I thought, was closer to Rashi. It's making it into offer. And in this way, making it into offer, you're not in violation of Bayro by Yemotze. Why not? According to Tosis and the Ran, it's not Shulcha. It's hefker. The bottom line is it's hefker. Whether it's straight hefker or some unique kind of hefker. Bottom line is it's hefker. According to Shitas, Rashi and Ramban, who said it's hefker? It's not hefker. It could still be quote unquote yours, but the bottom line is it's offer. I don't own chametz anymore. I own offer. We spoke at some length on Thursday as to what the dispute between the two of them is as far as what the status of this chametz is. Not Kamina for Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Review you again. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, hold on, chametz is a unique shita. The chametz is muta bahana. Although that's a unique shita, Rabbi Shimon, who's more mainstream, if you will, hold on, chametz seems to hold on, quote the summary shalom anyway, and chametz is muta bahana on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. And he denies the Issa Doraisa of Rabbi Yudah Dashi from the Pesach, we saw in Av Chavches, and there's a fight. What does he hold? Does he hold this Issa Doraisa? There is an Issa Doraisa? There is no Issa Doraisa with Malchus. We're not going into the details now. So if there'd be no Issa Doraisa, Rabbi Shimon, for that 6 hours, would be like a Rabbi Yossi, more or less, for the entirety of Pesach. So the Ramban writes explicitly, doesn't matter. Bittul works anyway. And the Ran says, no, Bittul will not work. That's how he tries to prove that there is an Issa Doraisa, according to Rabbi Shimon, and Erev Pesach, Achach Hatzos. What's that fight about? So we try to explain at the end of, on Thursday that they're fighting about the following Nakuda. According to the Ran, as you may recall, said that we have to come back to Mordechai's question. I haven't forgotten from Thursday. The Gemara tells us in the Sefer Pesachim on the Avodah Mabeis, Shnei Devarim Einim Breshusim Shel Adam Vasan Hakosav Kilein Breshusim. And what are they? They are Chometz Misheisho Solamala and a Bor. Rishus Harabim. Those are the two examples. I'm just going to read it from the Gemara itself. From the Sefer Pesachim. Open up yourself just to see it inside again. This is still on the Ma'amar Chometz. If you finish all the Ma'amar Chometz, let me know. I'll give you more. But I don't want to give it until you're finished. On Rav Beis, the Gemara says towards the very bottom. Amar Belazar, Shnei Dvorim Einim Rishus Shalom, Masonot Gilem Rishusa, Be'elahein Bor Rishus Harabim, Bechometz Mishay Shol Sulamal. Those are the two examples that are given. That are aimed at Bishuso, and Kila Bishuso says Rashi, Vischayev Aleihem. Yuchayev, even though it's not really Bishuso. Says the Ran, that the technical problems of Hefker, what are they? Just to make it's the wrong lashon of Bittul, that's problem number one. The Ran goes through a bunch of technical shortcomings. Whether Rabbi Yossi, Shita Rabbi Yossi, that Hefker doesn't work until this other person picks it up. So how can we help over here? No one's picking it up. That's technical problem number two. And Ryan gives another problem, not to go into the details now. That's overcome when it's Ainu B'Shus. So apparently, according to the Ryan, Ainu B'Shus is only when it's Nisirano. But according to the Yossi Aglili, there's no Nisirano, or if Rav Shimon would hold that way, then Bittul wouldn't work. It just won't work. So says the Ryan. And the question is, why does the Ramban disagree? So we explain as follows. Apparently, both the Ran and the Ramban hold. Footnote on the Ran tried this and it didn't work. Both are like the Rosh against Tosis, Av Chavches and the Beis. That Yehav Tashbisu demands that you eliminate the Chometz immediately. Even if it's Mutar Bahana, and you're permitted to use it as fuel, or you're permitted to sell it. The Ran talks about selling, the Rosh talks about selling it, and Tosis talks about using it as fuel. It doesn't make a difference. According to the Rosh, you have to get rid of it pronto. But pronto, you can sell it in 1 second. Or you can quickly put it into a big fire. So it should fuel the fire for another hour. You throw the whole thing right into the big fire. You got rid of it instantaneously. It's still called Breshusa. Why? Because you still, in that instant, you're in control of it. You can sell it, keep the money. You can burn it and use it as fuel. So it's still considered to be reshus. So even though you're in effect forced to get rid of it as soon as possible, as soon as humanly possible, doesn't matter. It's still called reshuso. And if it's considered reshuso, then the whole system of element base breaks down. That's the cornerstone of the vittel. There can be no vittel. That's the Ram. The Ramban says no. The Ramban says that we read the expression a few times in Shira last week. He's talking about it as being a dover ha'avud, and he talks there about what we call yush. What does that mean? So I explained to you that a dover ha'avud, as we have in avudah mimenu mikol adam, gave you the example that many of you learned in the Ela Metzius, zutul shoyan, that the high tide takes, sweeps something away way into the ocean. So forget about it. It's completely inaccessible. No human being can ever get a hand on it. Forget about it. It's considered to be completely avud. I told you, I thought that if you had a camera from high up, and you see this, the high tide is coming, it's about to sweep away the next block, whatever, everything's going to be swept away. And you see, oh, there's your car, right there. And you know, you see 20 cars already going out into the ocean, Katrina, right? The 20 cars going into the Gulf, and you see your car's next. Oh, my nice car. Bye bye, car. So even though the car hasn't been touched, it's still dry. Not a drop of water has touched it yet. But if you see the way the water's going, in my view, at that moment, it's already over. You know, it's dry. Nothing touched it. It's already over. So says the Ramban. The Chometz, you must get rid of it right away. The Torah is telling you right now, get rid of it. It's already considered to be over now, even though, you know, this is already, it's already considered in the category of Ovud. Once it's in the category of Ovud, then Bittul, which according to Ramban is a kind of a Yish, which works with Ovud, Ovud would work for the Chometz, even though it's Mutav Anor, and at that very moment you're getting rid of it, you can either sell it or throw it into the fire for fuel, doesn't matter. So that was our biggest Kiddush. We saw it say Pshat on Thursday, and I'm close between the Ran and the Ramban. Just to review briefly. Fine. Then we start talking about the Ritva, and that's what we left off with the Ritva. And the Ritva is discussing the question of what is this. Let's make a very brief review because I think it's worthwhile, even though we've covered this ground already on Thursday, but it's already 3 days later, and it's time to have a very, very short review. This is the Ritva on the Avav of a Beis. Talks about Bittul, and he says, you know what Bittul is? We saw this lashon in the Rif, if you recall, that he says we're familiar from the Siddur. What do we say? Kol chamira digi b'shusi. Anyone have a Siddur here, by the way? Someone should bring a Siddur. We should have one Siddur we should have in the room, just in case you have to refer to a Siddur. Kol chamira digi b'shusi lo yadan el bay levi botel v'choshev ka'afra di'ara. This is coming from the Gaonim. The Rif has it. We saw the Rif. You know what? Since we 3 days have passed, we'll turn to the Rush, because the Rush will save us time. We saw the Rif last time, we'll just see the Rush this time, just to save us a little bit of time. Send the Maram Makom, this is Rush. Perek Aleph Shem and Tess. Very important Rush. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav Avodah Tzorach Shiyavatel. Miyad Acher B'dikosa. Heche B'vatel. The Amar Hachi, Kol Chamira Dike B'shusi, Lo Chazite, Lo Biyarte, Libotav Alechshav Ka'afra Di'ara. Oh, that's very nice. Ka'afra Di'ara. This is what the Ritva quotes from the Gaonim. Fine. It's interesting. Why does it say over here, Dolo Chazite Udolo Biyarte? Why? You are familiar, right? I hope this is your general knowledge. That this year is going to be on Monday night with your Pesach. So Sunday night when you say the Bittul, you say this expression, the Lo Chazite, the Lo Biyarte. And on Monday morning when you do Bittul again, which is Amen, it's not found in the Gemara, you say the Chazite, the Lo Chazite, the Biyarte, everything, the kitchen sink, everything goes out. Right? So the question becomes, why should we be using this expression of the Lo Chazite? Now, you'll say, because you want to be a truth teller. You're saving the Cheerios for breakfast. So, you know, if you say, you want to tell the truth? So I'd like to read you a brief excerpt from the Maram Chalava. Anyone have an Aram Chalav in a separate sefer? I couldn't find it. You have it? Downstairs? I'd like to see it tomorrow. I'm just looking at this. It's struggling about it. I have it in this kovetz. There's another kovetz. Whose office is wrong for you? Please check me out. Make sure I'm telling the truth. Another Aram Chalav here? Yes, they do. Okay, so tomorrow we'll see it in the real version. But this is the kovetz, and I assume I'm just transcribing it. You have also the kovetz? Let's look together. The kovetz in the Maram has something very fascinating over here that I think is relevant to our general discussion. This is new. This we didn't discuss on Thursday. So for those who are looking at your notes, seeing it's the same as Thursday, this is new. Okay? He discusses the text that is used. Okay. So the Maram Chalav is the real Rabbeinu Tameh, the Tosfos man. He lacks that it should be considered to be in the category of Hefker. This is the paragraph Ulad Didi of Avraham Beis. He thinks, like, how can it be Tashbisu? He doesn't understand how can it be Tashbisu. Who said Tashbisu means Bittul? He doesn't understand why it should be. So he thinks it's straightforward Hefker. It's straightforward Hefker, that's what he thinks. Okay. Fine. Why? Lechok. Rabbi Natanus. We didn't have Hefker. We didn't have Hefker. Hagat Lechok. In my edition, it's in page Yud Aleph, column 1, line 5. Milo Amet de Bittel de Mashma de Mevatle midin Chomet u Mashvile Afra. You make it into dust. The cave and the Batle Sula Avarale. So when you made it into dust, he's trying to reject this opinion of Rashi. The Afra Gav Disi Veshusei should the Afra Gal Machashiv. If that's the case, if you successfully made it turn into dust, Im Kain Yehimuter Bahanah Afil LePesach should be able to enjoy it on Pesach. It's dust. Can you enjoy dust on Pesach? What do you say? Yes or no? Why not? You enjoy dust? Why not? This is the chance. You're talking about ashes. I'm talking about dust. You took the bread and you said, look, you think it's bread? You made it into dust. So it says in Aram Chalav, if it works about metaphysically, it's considered to be dust. Why can't you have enough from it too? The Bishlam of Achila, as I mentioned to you last week. The Bishlam of Achila, he ochale, hoyohiv dati ale, lemichshav al achila ledin chametz. What is that? That means, the way I understand it, he concedes that it's prohibited. The michtam, remember we saw the Sefer Michtam right last week, said that some say it's mutter to eat. That's crazy. Why is it crazy? It's one of two reasons. Either because this whole thing doesn't work, or even if it works, the minute you eat it, you are in effect rescinding its original status of dust, and you're reinstating the status of food by the mere fact that you're eating it. Ela b'hano, levin amiki afro. Afaro mi yosav ha'no. You understand? It must be, it's midin hefker. It's midin hefker. If it's midin hefker. So then he has the following law, which I don't understand, which I want to see the original. Din hefker. Okay? That's bit. Avokom ha'shenenebo. If you have ha'no from the chomet, says the Maram Chalav here, make sure I'm telling you the truth. Hare chazar v'zocha k'mo shehifkir v'arehu shalom. If I mafka some, I take it back, and that belongs to me. Truth? No greater truth was ever said. But who needs it? Why do you need to say that? There's an Yisra non chomet. If the nature of bittel is you're just making it hefkir, even if I'll swear in a stack of Bibles I'm not reacquiring possession of it, so what? It's us here anyway. Chomets is also about no, even if it's not by chomets, even if it's hefker like a chomets. Why does the Ram Chalav feel compelled to say that in order to explain why it's also about no, that I reacquired it? Even if I didn't reacquire it, it's also about no. That's why I want to see the original in the Ram Chalav. Maybe I have some footnotes or something. Okay? Fine. That's point number one I wanted to tell you. Now, two paragraphs later, Ulishon Habitl. Also, it's something interesting. Some say, Kochamira, Kochamira, Dike Bishusi. That's, I think, I wanted to see a Siddur. What's written in our Siddur? I don't know. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah first. What's written in Mishnah Berurah? I forgot what's in Shulchan Aruch. Does anyone have a Mishnah Berurah? I hope by now someone has at least either regular Shulchan Aruch or Mishnah Berurah or both. Let's take a look at the Lashon of the Bittul, which is in Siman Tov Lamed Daled. Siv Beis. After, what do you say? Kol Chamira Disi Bishusi. Chamira. Chamira. It doesn't say what the. He's the Chamira v'chol Chamira. What's Chamira? What's Chamira? Who knows a little bit of Aramaic? Gentlemen, what's Chamira and what's Chamira? Respectively, correct?
Yeah.
Chamira is, we have an expert here in languages. Chamira is Chametz and Chamira is Sa'or. So the Maram Chalabas, they should say both. Some say, why? Because Sa'or and Chametz are two things. Look at Beis of Zion and Beis. Or they want Perikol Shah. Two different things. Ella, the lo ashkechan hachil the kamoi. We really should say it, but the earlier side did not say chamira v'chamira. And the Rishalmi says chometz alone. Only, I think did we see the Rishalmi? Did I show the Rishalmi? Saw it in the back somewhere. Someone called the Rishalmi. Call chometz she'eni odeavo li bottle. Didn't we see that?
Yeah.
Somewhere in the back. Somewhere. Right. But what? Right. But it didn't say chamira. Fine. Says the Maram Chalava, the Didi lo kasha. That doesn't bother me why they left out Chamir. Why not? Why doesn't it bother me? The Kaim and the Bittul Zem and the Rabbana. Number one, it's Bittul Zem and the Rabbana. Why is the Rabbana? With the rice of the Bittul Damasagi. Why is the Bittul the Rabbana?
Because you're already doing a Bidika.
Oh, that's what I think. You're already doing a Bidika and a beer. If the Ran said, the rice, either one suffices. Correct? The old, the Belave, the Alma Sagi. Then your heart is good enough. Lo diktagubo koltach. This is a matter of the heart. They weren't so careful about the expression. Miu tveodif lemeima kol chometz mikol. What's the next? What do you have in your? What's your next word?
Mikol chamira.
For the resh?
Yeah.
It's not almost identical.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I thought it's a typo. It should be chamira. Explain. The chometz shchiach usar lo shchiach. And I wanted to suggest, I don't have to do these things. Maybe there's an ayin instead of a resh over there. If you have a different way out, Yaakov, I mean, otherwise it doesn't seem to read straight to me. Let's go on. V'lema, kol chomet sheyeshi b'shusim en yodea bo yibotel. That's what Yerushalmi said, en yodea bo. Now, he asked our question. V'tama di omar en yodea bo. Why must say en yodea bo? What's the difference? So you include with your demo. So you don't really mean that part. Who cares the difference? You just mean about everything. Just in case you forget tomorrow. Look at your rights. Should the E have Oma Kol Stam? I say all chametz is bato. Ki hodar ochal imadashir. They have a bowl of Cheerios for breakfast. Ha hodar vizachi bay. That means that bowl of Cheerios, you obviously reacquired it. Va hodar bay mi afkarei. So the entire hafkara of your bittul process has been undone. And now you're in deep, dark trouble. The Cheerios, you finished. What about the rest of the chametz that you still have? You just undid the bittul. Look what he writes now. Umino. From here we learn, for this Yerushalmi, that's the only place any odeya. Nami, the bittul midin hefker. And hefker is all in one fell swoop. You mafker everything. And you require one thing, you undid the entire bittul, and everything's yours again. If it means you're making it into dust, which is what Rashi said, these churros are no longer dust, I had it for breakfast. What an interesting idea. If you tell me that bittul is making it to dirt. So why can't I say it on Sunday night? Call Chamir, the Chazid, the Loch, everything. I can have Cheerios for breakfast? So what? So I'm taking that bowl of Cheerios. That's no longer dust, that's Cheerios. But the rest of my Cheerios, the rest of my bread, the rest of my cake, the rest of my liquor, it's still dust. It's only if it's heft that it's all or nothing. That's the Maram Chalav's interesting point. I wanted to share with you this fast. This whole thing is fascinating. If you find a typo somewhere, maybe some Saviyat, then let me know, because I don't know. Maybe there's another version. That's the only version.
This is supposedly
the best version.
Because
I mean, pull up the editor. And then that's my, what do you do with that word? Yeah, I have a question.
Why? I know that Imam Chalav is trying to say that the lashon of the Yerushalmi only fits if it's hefker, but why should it be that just because he's chozer v'zocheh and one thing that he was mafker that
right.
He's chozer v'zocheh?
I think he's understanding if it's hefker, you're being mafker all in one fell swoop, and if you take back a little bit, the whole thing disappears. You're right.
It's a big chiddush.
Yeah, it's a big chiddush. But I'm reading it to you directly from the words of the Ram Chalav. It's there. So we have two Aiden who are following along with me. It's there. Ram Chalav, is it online, by the way, Ram Chalav? Is it on...
Check.
You should check, because otherwise we can put it on the board. Everyone can see it directly. Yes?
What's the problem with... Why does Hefker not work if I'm changing?
Piecemeal. That's what Nathan used to do. I should also do that piecemeal, right? For some reason, Maram Chalava felt.
Is that an assumed thing that Hefker, if you change it with one, reflect one item, all the entire Hefker doesn't work?
That he's assumed. I agree with the Kiddush, but that's what he assumes, Maram Chalava. That's what he assumes. Fine. That's what he assumes. Good. This is the assumption. Comes the Ritva and has the following two questions, Rabbi Osai, two questions against his opinion. Number one, well, how can I make something become dust? And number two, why can't I do it with the Achas Mani Sura? That's where we were stuck. Okay? That's where we're stuck. That's the Ritva's two questions. Good. What about Rabbi Matan? So he tells you over here, Rabbi Osai. Fine, let's just leave that for the moment. So I told you yesterday, it wasn't my kiddush, the footnote over here on the Ritva, footnote number 226, said I found the answer in the Ralbag. What, you brought in the Ralbag?
No.
Oh, you didn't bring it in? Okay, so tomorrow.
We didn't dump it, sorry.
Oh, I thought you said that Ralbag downstairs. No?
Oh,
I told you about it.
We have a Ralbag.
Oh, I thought she told you last week. Okay, good. Do you remember to bring it in? Tomorrow I'll have Ralbag.
I can get Ralbag on my line.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Get it out. Put it on the board. Huh? Sorry? Why not? We have to press a button. Why shouldn't everyone have a chance to see it?
Oh, wait. No. It's only on the beam.
Forget about it. Okay. Only on the beam. Try to go back. Back. Can't stop at the middle. Won't go back? Oh, it was a good try. Okay, don't worry about it. We'll get it tomorrow. We have it down in the Beis Medrash. I'll try to bring in the Ralbag and read it inside. Okay? So he said that part of ownership is the ability to make something into dust. Right? And I read you the Lashon that I saw quoted in one of the Achronim, that Koden this man, Ozu Shalit Alav. And you can do what you want with it. Ah, you understand very well the second question. After the Isman Isra, he's no longer the Bayam on it. So you have no power to do that. Atkan, this is just a brief review with a couple of El Sofas, primarily the Maram Chalava, from Shira on Thursday. Very good. Now I promise you the Kovet Shirim. Because the Kovet Shirim, Rabbi Elchanan, here in Simen Ches, and Pesachim, discusses this question as well. Fascinating discussion over here. You can look it up later on. Fascinating. He wants to know, who cares he can't sell it? Why can't you make it into dust? He asked the question against the Ran. Now, according to us, that's no cash against the Ran. We follow the Ran, as the Ran put it. He presumed he held like the Ran the way the Beis Yosef had it. That it's just sort of more close to Bittul as Rashi would have it than Tosis. Okay. Look what he says. The Kovet Shurim has the following answer. Basically, it's a Shakas. I already said it in Simon, I and Zion. Look what he says. Bittul only works. Shalo yehei nasa mitchilo kilu b'shuso. Davam v'zeis. Avalim kvar asa, oh, akosuv kilu b'shuso, su lo poka chiyuva mimenu, ayde gilu dat. They're both sides. Before it's, the Torah put it into your rishus, you can stop that process from happening. A stitch in time saves nine. You stop that process of asa, akosuv kilu b'shuso, ayde gilu dat. Zap. However, Once the pasuk already put into your rishus, no way. There's only one thing you can do: burn it. Nothing short of burning is going to help you, because the Torah already put it into your rishus. It's like a hot potato. You just got to burn it. There's no other way out. That's what Rabbi Chanan suggests, and the Shagas Ari already says it more or less in Simon Ayin Zayin. Ayin Zayin. And the Chasam Sofer, in the Tshuva, or Chaim Simon Kuf Yud Beis, says the same thing. Says, you know what? Even if I give it to a goy on Pesach, goy, John, take it, come on, I'm still over in Bayro every second. I gave it to a goy. Doesn't help. There's only one choice: burn it. There's no get rid of it some other way. We'll discuss the details. That'll be tomorrow maybe. But burning or the fire or batalayam thrown into the ocean or the smithereens. Right? That may be the equivalent of burning according to the Rabbanan, arguably beautiful. Try to discuss it as we go. So you have to completely get rid of it. Even giving it to a guy will not help. What's his example that he gives? A bar. Something like this. I'll go the bar and shut around. And I'll say it's not mar. I saw and I caused the gila b'shusa. I'll say, John, it's yours. You do what? John will say, Chaim, you're really a bum, Chaim, that you built this bar and shut around. I'm going to punch and put you in jail. So now Chaim is in jail. There's nothing you can do about this bar. And John said, you're going to suffer the consequences because you did a bad thing. I'll teach you a lesson. And again, and then something falls in, things fall, keep falling in. He's chayav. Why? It's not his fault at this point in time. Doesn't make a difference. Once I saw and I caused it to kill the Meshusa, you're stuck. You have to live with the consequences no matter what till you fill up that bar. I can't help. Doesn't matter. Tell the chametz. Once the Torah put into your Meshus, you're stuck. You're going to be violated every second until that chametz is eliminated from this world. So says the Chasam Sofer in his dramatic comparison to a bar, which is a rabbi. Shagasaria and the Kovach don't give that comparison, but they're saying fundamentally the same yourself. The same yourself. The problem, this is Mordechai's problem. El the Lashon HaGemara, the Lav Rishus Ekoi de Levatle, Lo Mashma Kepirishet. Am I right? That's your question? That's exactly your question. He asked your question. This sounds like once the Torah put it into your possession, you're stuck with it. That's not what the Gemara said. Look at the Gemara. We have the Gemara open to us. Look at the Gemara. I'm up in the rush now, but okay. Look at the Gemara. We'll come back to the rush. Keep a piece of paper here in the rush. You're still in the rush. Most like, put a bookmark there. We'll come right back to it. Okay. But let's just see the Gemara, the language that we saw in Abzayin and Manal. It's a continuation of Bava Mebeitz. Bava Mebeitz is a Braisa, right? And a Beshusa. So the Gemara is in the top of Zion, the top line, in the Vatli Beshis. Kevin the Surah the Rabbani Lave Kidaraisa Damya Vilav Rishuse Kaima Vilamati Mavat. Why can't you even Mavatle? Because it's not in your Rishus. That's not true. That's not true. We're saying a different Pshat, why can't you Mavatle? Because I saw an Akosu Kilem Rishuso. So the Gemara gave the wrong reason. That's Rabbi Chanan's question. Rabbi Chanan's question is, again, I'll read you this thing straight. Lo Mahani Ach Taima Lenin Shaloye Anasa Mitchila Kilu Rishuso. Avim kfar so akosuk v'yeshuso sula poka chiyuva v'mera de gili dat el b'losh v'gemara v'lav v'shus ekoid levat lay lo mashma kapirish de dafili moyev shu levat al dava shene v'shuso gam ke lo mahani ar de gili dat o v'kfar so akosuk kili v'shuso. What a great kasha, Rabbi Chanan's kasha. The words don't fit. So I saw in the Siv Chaim, a great statement we had last week, Simon Chavav, said, you're right, the words don't fit. And what the Gemara means, Rabosai, it only quotes half. It means the second half. The fine is over in the Shas. What quotes a Pasuk? It quotes half a Pasuk, it means the second half of the Pasuk. It quotes a Braisa, it means the second half of the Braisa. You find this in Rishonim, very often they say that. Well, that's what the Siv Chaim is over here. When the Gemara said over here, Nav Zayinim and Aleph, right? Lav Rishusik Kaimi Vilamatsu Mavatal. What it really means is not Lav Rishusik Kaimi, it's Ainam Rishusik Shaladim. It means the second half. Vaso Nakosuv Kila Rishuso. Because those two halves go together. Rabosai, if it's Ainam Rishusik Shaladim, How can it be a bayor or bayor matzei? It must be kilu asana kasev kilu b'shul. So those two are inseparable. You can't have one without the other. So the Gemara only quoted the lab b'shul sekayim. What the Gemara really meant, what the matzah about, what the Gemara really meant to say, with lab b'shul sekayim, it must be asana kasev kilu b'shul. So and if a bit won't help, a creative answer, not as obvious as we would like. I think it's the right answer. I have a better one. It's a very good answer. And just to refresh your memory, I said a big chiddush last week. When Rabbi Yosi Aglili said, Tomei al atzmecha. How can it be that Pesach, Chometz and Pesach also about no? What's a Tomei? Everyone holds that way. So I understood. Rabbi Yosi didn't hold in this Rabbi Lazar. If you don't have Rabbi Lazar, the only way to buy Rosh should exist is that the Chometz belongs to its Rishuscha. So we reject Rabbi Yosi Aglili's Tomei al atzmecha because we hold it's Eina Rishuscha because it's Eina Rishuscha. Those two have, they're inseparable. And Rabbi Yosef Lili, who did not, presumably denies the second half of Asar Kilu B'Shusa, has to deny the first half too. So it makes a little bit more sense, it turns a little bit better, that by quoting the first half, the Gemara meant the second half. Again, it's in the Siv Chaim, Simen Chavav, because it's Teretz. I don't have a better Teretz, I think it's a nice Teretz. Again, it means the second part of the Memra, that's Kilu B'Shusa, that's what it means. Two go together. That's what I think is the truth. Rabbi Chanan, however, because he's bothered by this kasha so much, gives a different answer, which is questionable. What's his own answer? Look what he says. Davka b'shoa she'achometz odenu choshuv shayach lomar b'edem achshavto mevatlo mechashivuso u'mashu lekiyafa. If something is important, my mind process can make it unimportant. Aval yachar she'nesar. The Torah already prohibited it. The kfar memela kafra. The Torah already made it into dirt. Bitulo lo malav lo morid. You know, they say you can't kill a dead dog. Right? So, what do you kill the chametz? The chametz is killed by the Torah already. They then machshavto, the mashulei kafra, lo nischadet shum davar. The gam kona machshavto kfar haya kafra. Nonetheless, will be called magom chivasa Torah v'bal yirah. Explaining why it will not work according to Shita's Rashi. How that fits in better with the Lashon of the Gemara? I don't know. Lav v'shus kaima means that it's considered to be already dirt, and therefore you cannot make it into dirt. It's dirt already. That's what Rabbi Chanan says. Not completely clear why it shouldn't work, and instead the question of the Gemara is a problem. I happen to see, I'm quoting from our very distinguished Mechaber, Rabbi Sachs Shlita, the same called Chazon Layomim, a beautiful sefer on Ilchus on Masechta Pesachim, and he asks this question on page Kuf Yud Zayin. You can look it up. These questions, you know, the language is not better according to Rabbi Chanan, and why shouldn't it work that you make it into nothing? Those are his questions. Rabbi Chanan obviously will have an answer to these questions. Adkan, this part of the discussion. We now go to the back to the Ramban. Without reading, I'm not going to open the text again. We spent a lot of time. Last week in the text of the Ramban, you may recall the Ramban gave two sources for the Din of Bittul. Tashbisu he started with, then he quoted that Sifra, that the Sifri that the Ram quotes, Lorel Lecha, Batal Milivcha. Right? He says both. I asked for Rabbeinu David. Do you have a brother, Rabbeinu David? Rabbeinu David, as we know, is a Talmud of the Ramban. And he quotes the Ramban every page. And it's interesting how he understood what his Rebbe's conclusion was. It's not so clear what the conclusion was. Thank you so much. What the conclusion was, I'm going to give it to you from the Rabbeinu David, who is a good, generally speaking, a very accurate reflection of the Ramban's way of thinking. What does it mean, Bittul? Oh, pages and pages. What does Bittul mean? Yesh Chaleda, Shai Bittul Hazeh Eino Inyan Hefker. It's not Hefker. That's its first thing. It's not Hefker. How you know it's not Hefka? Hefka shem besalik v'shus l'mimenu v'elizakos l'acher. I say, I get rid of it so anyone can pick it up. V'abitul hu shem besalik dat l'mimenu sheka ofer lo l'dash t'va acher. So it's not Hefka. And he had the proof. Hu l'fichach mutal l'vatal b'shabbos v'yomtiv k'mo shomer b'gemara b'yosha l'fnei rabo. What is his case he's talking about? Talking about the case of why, Rabbosai, he thinks it's on Pesach, and he can't do that. because it's on Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach. How can you do Hefker on Shabbos? It's an Isra of Mekach Memker on Shabbos. You cannot transact on Shabbos. To transfer possession from one person to another on Shabbos is not allowed. Right? It's a Mishnah in Masechta Beitza. Hey, Makdishin and Marichin. Right? So how can you do Bittul on Shabbos? A good kash. We do Bittul on Shabbos. Whenever Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, we do it. We do a second Bittul on Shabbos itself, based on the Gemara. How can it be? Shemaya Hefker, also lo la'odam la'havkir nechosev b'Shabbos, as the Mishnah says in the Sefer Beitza Rabosai, on the Aflam and Vavav and Beis, Ein Makdishin v'Ein Marichin v'Ein Machrimin, Gzer B'Shut Mekachu Memka, all considered one big part of like business. Says footnote 12, the Me'iri, Rabosai, the Me'iri, oh, this we don't, I don't have, maybe you can get it downstairs, the Mogen Ovos of the Me'iri, not the Me'iri, I'm sorry. He wrote a sefer called Mogen Ovos, which defends the Menhagim of his place, Pravat, southern France. He has many simonim. This is the Inna Shmona, so the 18th issue. He's fighting. Who's he fighting against? The newcomers who came from Spain and are attacking all the French Menhagim of southern France. He's coming to be Mogen Ovos to defend the customs of our ancestors. Fascinating sefer. Fascinating. So he says it's wrong. Without the mutl hafker b'Shabbos, it's permissible to be mafker on Shabbos. Rabbi Osai, why? Ain bo hakno l'shemada, ve'ain adam also l'mecher. You can't compare hefker to a sale. We understand very well that if I'm makdish to heklish, heklish acquired it. Okay, I mean mafker it has nothing to do. So he's trying to defend the Ramban and Rabbeinu David. This footnote. Rabbi Shoshana Shlita from Cleveland tells. Well, maybe they hold. This is an interesting lumbus. Ein a hefker silu greda el hakno lechol haolam. Whoa! I'm not just rendering it ownerless. I'm transferring it to the entire world. What does that mean? Yes.
Even if these opinions hold that it is also to be mafker on Shabbos, maybe hold that it's different. It's our mitzvah. I think this
correct. That's important. Another way out. Maybe it's mutter to do with the tzorchos. By the way, the Shara Melech in Nichos Lulav, that's what comes up, quotes that a Ritva Ksaviyad she'osur lahafkir be Shabbos. Was it Bikivega quotes in the Magen Avraham that it's mutter lahafkir be Shabbos? It's in the Siman Yud Gimel Hilchos Tzitzis. That's an old dispute. What does the dispute depend upon? Maybe depends on, just suggesting, what's the issue of Mekach Memkar itself? What's that based upon? So there are two possibilities. One, it made it both true. Two possibilities. One is a pasuk. Mimso chetzcha v'davadav. You're not permitted to do any business, transact business on Shabbos Yontif. A second is gzeira shema yichtov. You may write it down. Whenever we're doing businesses, things are always recorded. It's possible, again, I'm just saying the possibility, it may depend upon these two reasons. That who writes these things down, generally speaking, the person who acquires it. Right? If I'm acquiring something, I want to make sure I have a record of it, so I'll write it down. As opposed to Hefka, when no one acquires it. If it's a matter of transaction, we can argue that it's leaving my possession. That's also considered to be Mimsoch Hefzacha. After all, the violation of selling is not only for the buyer, it's for the seller as well. He's getting something out of his possession. Who cares where it's going? That's just a possibility. I'm not saying it's mukhuk on either side. Fine. Rabosai, let us in fact discuss the question. What if someone says, I am hereby being mafkir my chometz. I'm overcoming all the problems in front of three people. I'm not saying bitl, I'm saying hefker. I'm real honest to goodness hefker. What happens in that kind of a case? Not found in Shas Bavli, to my knowledge. To my knowledge, and Shas Bavli never discusses the din, what will happen if I'll be absolutely mafkir my chometz. However, the Rush, again, it's all on our source sheets, Perek Beis, Siman Dalet, discuss it from a Yerushalmi. Let's take a look at both sides, Perek Beis, Siman Dalet, in the Rush. Perek Beis, Siman Dalet. And we still have a bookmark on Perek Aleph, Siman Tes. We'll come back to that soon. But for the moment, in Perek Beis, Siman Dalet. Ubirishalmi, where the small lamed is of the korban nesan. Tells you where it is. Halacha beis. Perek beis halacha beis. Pligiba. The guy seen in Hasa. Hifkir chemso biyudale. A person on Erev Pesach in the morning was mafkir all of his chametz. Acher Pesach mahu rabosai. What's the din? Is there an issue of chametz over all of our Pesach? What's the din? Says the Yerushalmi as follows. Rabbi Yochanan amar osur. Rish Lakish amar mutar. Rabbi Yochanan chayish laharama. Doesn't really mean it when he's mafkir. Rish Lakish lo chayish laharama. Kolomar shem aloy afkirenu v'yomar hifkartiv. He'll bluff. So therefore the Rishalmi says according to Rabbi Yochanan that bid the Eved is in fact prohibited. As a matter of fact, comes Rabbeinu David, quotes this Yerushalmi, and says, you know, I'll prove to you that Bitl is not Hefker. How could Bitl possibly be Hefker? Hefker is very, very questionable. I'm reading to you now, for those who want to look up later, this is many paragraphs later. Page Lamed Hay in the sprint, the top line. Mikomakom, Mikoma, Shamarnu, Hechweach, Shemuchuver, Shabitl, Eno Hefker. Why? Share Kama Asokin. Yotzu al Hefker, the figure of speech from Shas. In the Rishalmi, he quotes in the previous page, Hefker may not work. V'habitul hu muska min hakol, lo shamati mi shecholak ala meyola. Hu kemo shamarnu, shemesalek datum imenu, v'dayo b'kach b'chomet meishuz yotzu v'reshuso mamish v'yisir ana oso. That's all. It's nothing to do with Hefker. Nothing. You'll only find it when it comes to chametz, or oh, maybe Avodah Zarah and Eruv. We're not doing Hefker over there. Yeah, what does it mean? You can't be mafker if someone Avodah Zarah doesn't belong to you. You're misalat mimena emunoso aleha v'chol shem chashiva sheyeshla. And Eruv too. Bitter reshus. You're not being mafker your reshus so your neighbor can move in. You're misalat yadas. So it's considered to be there living themselves without you living there. That's what bitter means. Who said so? Mipi Harav Mori Nar. Who's Rav Mori Nar? The Ramban. All this comes from his Rebbe, the Ramban. Not Hefker whatsoever. Yes, sir.
When the Rishonim were presenting the technical difficulties with Hefker,
yes,
they didn't, namely, Rebbe Yossi.
Rebbe Yossi was one.
Yes.
Yeah, so Lashon Bittel was another, and there was a third. They ran for three difficulties that had to be overcome.
Bifnei Shlosha.
No, a toast of Bifnei Shlosha.
Okay, so
the Rishonim had it. Well, let's look it up.
They didn't bring this one up.
Mr. Yerushalmi, right? You're right, 100%. This Yerushalmi seems to be a kind of a chashash aroma. It's not a daraisa dika problem. It's the rabbana dika problem. The Ran is discussing the, if I might use the expression, a daraisa dika problem. Let me just read you the lashon of the Ran just to get the he's made reference to the technical difficulties that he spoke about before. The Ran says as follows. Number one, he says that it's the language is the wrong language. Number two, Mabatla Beliva. How can that believe? It can't be Mafka Belev, it's Ramash Belev. And three Rabbi Yossi. These all found on page Aleph from an Aleph, the Mamasalu Mao. Okay? Right, these are all the Raisa Dika problems. The Rabbi Nadab is calling here if you will, the Rabbana Dika problem. Rabbosa, I'll answer the following Shaila. If someone is Mavatl Chomet and Erev Pesach Kadazakadin, okay? And he says, first, the Yadati, the Lo Yadati, and then he says, everything. After Pesach, to his shock, he opens his drawer and he finds a box of cookies. He wouldn't have. What does he do? He had 10 other boxes of cookies. What did he do with them? He sold them to a guy. We'll get to that. That's great length of Mechiras Chametz. It's going to be a major topic for us, but not right now. Major, big topic. Not right now. But this big spot, he didn't know about. Now, we can argue, not for now again, whether the sale was chal anyway. Because he's right saying, sell all the chametz, we don't even know about it. Alright, I'll give it, okay. He didn't sell his chametz. He burned all his chametz. And he finds to his shock a box of cookies that he didn't burn, he didn't know about it. May he eat those cookies after Pesach. What do you say? I'm asking a shout out to the Talmidim. A male is mevatel his chametz before Kedas HaKedin. In front of two Aiden, everyone saw it, he did it in front of the whole world, everyone heard him say it, and he finds a box of cookies to his shock after Pesach. May he eat those cookies after Pesach? Yes or no? What would you say? One's a venture, educated guess. Mordechai says, if bittul is hefker, can't eat it, because the Shammah said hefker is no good. Now, the Rabbeinu David, however, proved from this very Rishalmi that bittul is what? Is not hefker, because he assumed that bittul works. So now I have a problem with Shulchan Aruch. Based on what Mordechai said, let's open up the Mishnah Berurah, both sides to two places. The first is Simon Tav Mem Ches. Tav Mem Ches Sif Hei. Tav Mem Ches Rebosai Sif Hei. Chomet Shenimtza Bebeis Yisrael Achara Pesach Osur Afal pi shebitlo. Woo. What's the source? Tur b'shem Yerushalmi v'Rosh Perek Beis Pesachim. Rabbi Yochanan. We just saw it, but it's not quite what the Rosh said. The Rosh said afal pi shewat. What should be the last word in this sif? What should be the last word? Afal pi she. Finish the sentence. What should it say?
Hifkiro.
That should be the last word. But the last word in Shulchan Aruch is not hifkiro, but rather she. Bitlo. That's not what it says. That's not what it says in the Yerushalmi. That's not what it says. So the Bar Hetev says, let's look on top. Oh, we can see the Mishnah Berurah, maybe it's save some time. Asaf Bishop Bitlo. Oh, Hifkiro. Logan Avron. Okay. Isura me, I feel about no. Afal God, but Shep Bitlo ain't over by Yeroah. The Kong of Choshucha Chamin. It's a chashash. But Rabosai, this seems to me could only work if you hold that bittul is hefker, as Rabbeinu David said. But if bittul is not hefker, then it should not be subject to this restriction of the Yerushalmi. Okay, not so bad. Maybe the Mechaba holds that bittul is hefker. Do we have any proof from the Mechaba anywhere? What his position is? What's his take? What's the Mechaba's take on bittul? Is it like Rashi? Is it like Tosfos? I mean, in between? What's his take?
He doesn't say we'll have a hefker.
Oh, very good. Let's turn back to Tav Lamed Daled, Rav Osa. Turn back to Tav Lamed Daled Sivayis. Let's go back there. Now, Rabosai, it seems to me that this Rush, who seems to aser everything, as we just saw, afal pisha bitlo, that expression is based upon the Rush. The Rush is lishitoso, because the Rush says, as we saw in Perek Aleph Simen Tes, let's take a look again for a split second, the Rush Perek Aleph Simen Tes says, lebotla b'lehechshim ka'afra di'ara, v'habe hefker! We mentioned this already on Thursday. The Rosh, the bottom line, is considered to be hefker. So although the Mechaber in Tav Lamed Daled Siv Beis quotes the text of the Rosh and the Rif, let's read it together. Achar abdika miyad balalia batlena v'yama kol chamira disi b'shusi v'lo chazite v'lo biyarte libata v'lehevi ka'afra di'ara. And the word hefker is not found in the Shulchan Aruch. Well, it's not found in the Rosh either, for that matter. Even though it's not found in the Rosh, we know that the Rosh holds it's going to become hefker. So presumably the Mechaba holds the same way. That's Poshup Shat. Otherwise it's hard to justify Tuf Mem Ches Hey in light of Tuf Lama Dalet Bey. That's what I thought. However, if somebody's against me, not some small person, the Chok Yaakov. You have your Big Shulchan Aruch, and then you have it, I said today, bring open the Big Shulchan Aruch, please, those who have it. The Simen Tuf Lama Dalet Sif Beis. Where this came from, the Big Shulchan Aruch, where the Chok Yaakov is printed in every standard Big Shulchan Aruch on the bottom of Hilchos Pesach. Okay, everyone should look inside if you have it. The Chok Yaakov Rabosai has two sifkotans about this, Tes and Yud. Let's see what it says. He says, the Kodei Rabbeinu Tam, Bittul Mitam Hefker. Kodei Rashi not. So what's our Nusach, says the Bach? I'm reading you from the Barhetev Oz test. Nuscha shalonu she'ein ovim hefker somchen al das Rashi v'siyosu. So the Bach says that the text of the Mechaber without the word hefker is relying upon Rashi against the Rabbeinu Tam. The Bach, who the Rabbeinu Tam is right, says, what should you say? Kol chamira v'chamira. Ooh, he stuck that in, which is not in Shulchan Aruch either. He stuck that in. Right? As a matter of fact, there are different texts over here. What they should say, that goes back to Amaram Chalav from before. Right? The Machava left it out. This is the wrong thing happened. I think. I don't want to sit here in front of me. The Ika Bishusei, Lo Chazid and Lo Biarte, V'lo Yadana, Li Botel, V'lo Hebe Hefke Kiyah for the Arah. We should put in the word Hefke. Where did we find that first? In Agos Ashi. What? Li Botel, V'lo Hebe Hefke Kiyah for. What do we say? We say that. So apparently we are at least Choshesh for the opinion of Tosis, right? Rabbi Natan, which is considered to be in the category of Hefker. And the Mishnah Berurah is the same thing. You have a Mishnah Berurah. Open the Mishnah Berurah over here. It's in the Tov Lama Dal. It's a Tchot M'ches. V'lehebe Kafer Liara. V'nochon Shiyomar. V'lehebe Hefker Kiafer Liara. Who said so? The Bach and the Chot Yaakov. And he quotes other sources as well. Let's play it safe. That's what we should say. But the it's interesting. Even according to Rabbeinu Tam, we use the word Afra. Why should we say Lehevi Hefka? Leave out Afra the Arab. We have two conflicting texts. According to Rashi, we should only say Libotel Kafra the Arab. And according to Tosfos, we should only say Libotel Lehevi Hefka. So we say both. Like, you know, some of the Nusuf Sfar, they put all the scrolls together. Kol Nidre, people say back both. Well, people put in both. They put in both into the Bittel of the Chometz as well. So that's what the Chok Yaakov says over here, Rabbi Osai, in Sivkotan Yud, that Afra the Ara means it's not Hefker. Quote Rabbeinu Tam, that's wrong. Even if it's Hefker, you can say the words of Afra the Ara. We say it because we're afraid that Bittul is not Hefker. Even according to Rabbeinu Tam, we say it, why not? After the Ara, they lizkar bi yisru chomet, shlo yisker bahem Yehudi acher. If I say, they have Hefker alone, another Yid will grab it. I say after the Ara to remind him that no, lo yil is a shum adam, schia begave. Why the word the Ara? The lashon of the Rosh of Osai, the Boto, what did he say? The lechshev ka'afra the Ara. Why Ara? Why not just plain Afra? That's what the Hagol said, right? The Boto mehefka ka'afra. Didn't say the Ara. A fascinating idea. Does it follow? Does it says as follows? There's a pasuk in Eov, va'afros zahav lo. This is gold dust. Rabbi Osai, I don't mean about the 49ers. I don't mean the football team. I mean the original 49ers. What were they doing? They were looking for gold dust. I mean, if they got big gold, good. They'll settle for dust. So you say it's Ka'afra, it means gold dust. I think Afra the Ara, no, it means the dust of the earth, not gold. That's why you should add the word, that's what he says. We should add the word the Ara as well. So what is our text? What text should we use? What should we say? What should we say? So the Chok Yaakov says, you know what we should say? We should say Hefker Ka'afra the Ara to be yotzei all the shittas. I would say, if you ask me, make the following statement. Just change the words around. Libotel Ka'afra the Ara V'levi Hefker. That's what I would say. No one's going to say like me. Even I don't say like me. But I follow the sitter. But we should say libatel ka'afra the ara, that's yeah. The v'levi hefker, that would seem to be a preferred text, because once you're mafkerit, libatel v'levi hefker, so your last two words ka'afra the ara, you're not a bialim anymore. You're not a mafkerit. So if Rabbeinu Tam is right, you weren't fulfilling Rashi kedasa kedin, because you didn't say libatel ka'afra the ara. The answer has to be, well, make it within the Yerushalmi, because Libotel is enough. And as far as the Chumrah, make it like Ofer, well, it's all Tov Kedei Dibur, you're still considered to be a violent, etc., etc., etc. That's what I would say. Fine. Yes, sir.
I mean, the Ramban also says that Hefker would get you out of the Bahira Maimase. So,
Correct.
Says that bittel isn't hefker, but hefker would still be.
Correct. So correct. So you can say we'll do both. We'll do bittel and we'll do hefker. We'll do both. And both will get us out of Bayeroa. Now there's a discussion, not for this minute, would it be a fulfillment of Tashbisu? Not every, that's a big question. That's a fundamental question. What is Tashbisu? Getting rid of Chametz or being rid of Chametz? Oh, that's lurking in that's in the shadow of this Gemara. You thought about the Chavrusa yet. What's Tashbisu? Getting rid of Chametz or being rid of Chametz? What's the difference, Rosai? She didn't buy Chametz to get rid of it. To do a mitzvah, the mitzvah points. Well, exactly the same mitzvah points, Rabbi Osai. If I never owned any chametz, it's a different, I never owned it, it's just as good. That's a minchas chinuch, we'll talk about that later. Again, hopefully this week. We're trying to go slowly, get to the basic building blocks of the sugyas of Bittul and Bedika and Hashvisu and Bayera on a basic level. Rabbeinu David, again, who was a Ramban man, in his explanation of why it is that he thinks that Tashbisu, Rabosai, Rashi is not quite correct. Again, he doesn't think that Rashi is right. The Ramban is like Rashi, but not exactly the same. He thinks that Rashi is incorrect. Well, how does he know, Rabosai, that Rashi is incorrect? That Bittul is a straightforward fulfillment of Tashbisu? He makes it based on the following sources. The word Tashbisu, Hashbasa, generally doesn't mean. Chok Rabbeinu Shlomo. Rabbeinu Shlomo says, Bitlus Tashbisu, it's wrong. Tavare Tashbisu Lashon Bir Mamashu. Afa Pishu Metagim Tavatlun. Shashbasa Lashon Kilu Yu. Hashbasa means elimination. How do you know? Kidaminon. Hashbasaso Bechol Dobar. That's the Gemara on Yud Beis and Yud Beis. Hashbasaso Bechol Dobar. Or on Avchom Zayin and Beis. Hashbisu Bechol Dobar Shata Yochol Hashbisu. These are both sources you should have seen through the Amar Makomas. Wow. Wow. So how is Bittul derived? Not from Tashbisu. No. No. How is it derived? I'm reading the Lashon of the Rabbeinu David. Din Torah be'emes she'ev shol alava v'shesilek data b'menu meishu yisuri hano b'ne v'shusa shol adam v'chein harav mori na ramban meishu motzim v'sifri sh'darsha sham lo yirol lecha sar roata b'plata lo yirol lecha batla b'libcha etc. That's the source of the Mishnah of Memtes of Bittul Chametz v'chein mefurish shlo yotza bittul b'lashon tashbisu shomer Torah ele mishum lecha. Now the Ramban said it at the end, but the beginning, the first page, was Ramban's work with Tashbisu. So he's assuming that the Rabbeinu David, at the end of the day, Ramban backed out from the Tashbisu and derives it from Lecha. I'm not completely happy with this. It goes a little bit against what we said that the Ramban did in the Ran. I'm just telling you what Rabbeinu David says. Ad Kan Rabosai, part one of today's shiur. We now, at a little delay, are starting part two, which is finally a new topic. We've been on this topic for 3.5 shiurim, Bittul, Bedikin, and the fundamentals. Now a different part of the sugya, Rabbi Osai. Open to the Gemara here on Daf Chof Aleph, as we're about to turn our first page. Long last, the whole week. We're going to turn it around. Rabbi Osai. Mokhul Anokhul, Pshita. Lafugi behod the tana the tanya b'shishami omrim lo yim ko adam chemtzel lenochel and ken yodeh bo sheichlo akol kolam ha-petzel. Okay, really good for petzel. Besilim omrim kol shah shemut lechel mut lechel. Okay, we're not going into that in right now. Sarah says, kutla romin and kutla chaslim kol shloshim kolam ha-petzel. A very important point. 30 days before Pesach is a cutoff of sorts. Of sorts. Why, Rashi explains? Because Shoal and Vidarshan, because of Pesach Shloshim Yom, that has halachic implications. It's not just that you're going to ask a Rebbe a Shiloh, or you have to give a Drosha. It's more than that. It's relevant in general. We see back on that Vav, that's a cutoff point in certain areas regarding the elimination of Chametz. Okay, we can't go into that right now at all. Next piece. Umutabano. Pshita. Rashi. So Amrit Macha Lumocha Hana. You sell it to a guy, you give it to an animal. Lo tzricha shechercho kodem zmano. The Kamashon Kidirava, the Marava, Kherko Kodem Zmano Mutabano. Mutabano feel the achasmano. What is kherko? What's the trend of the word kherko?
Shard.
Shard, very good. Rashi lo tzricha. Vahai muta alachasman koi kon shekherko bu'ur for the fire. Yafe. Well. Kodem Zmano. Shebitel tamo umar iso. By singeing of the chametz, he eliminated its taste and eliminated its appearance. How good a job did he do? Says Tosis. Kircho kodem zmano, mutar alachas zmano. Kigon shenifsal milecho lekelev. Rabosai. He did such a good job, it's inedible even to a dog. That's how good a job he did. Even a dog can't eat it. How do you know? The Indian Akhir Lo Havi Shari. Where do you get it from? Dumir de Pascha Ipsha. Oh, this takes to a whole new sugya of Pascha Ipsha.
So why didn't Rashi say that?
Oh, does Rashi agree with Tosis or not? So the Sfasemis claims that Rashi argues with Tosis. Rashi disagrees with Tosis. But where did Tosis get it from? So Rabbi say, I'm going to show you a Ran in our page numbers. The Ran is on page Mem. Please turn to this Ran, a very important Ran. Very important. On page Mem, in our page numberings. Page Mem. If you have my pages, let's have a different page. It's supposed to be on your Gimel or your Dalet somewhere. Here the Rif quotes the last 3.5 lines in page Mem in this print. Kon Rabbanon, Hapas she'ipsha v'nipsla milecha la'odam v'akelav yocha la'ochla mitama tumas ochlin b'kebeta v'nisrefes imatmea b'pesach v'nipsla milecha la'kelav enetzricha sreifa. Here you go. It's a mefurash gemara by Pashi. Who wants to translate the word ipsha? Rotted, okay. But rotted, so if it's inedible even to a dog, then it's okay. And then it need not be burned. No tumas ochlin need be burned before Pesach. If it's edible by dogs, and even though it's not edible by men, by persons, you still have to get rid of it. Ran explains why. The chitema, the Ran on column 2, the chitema, the first narrow line, amai tzricha biur, for nevela she'ena real ager, lo shma nevela, but azara samach zayin. Any nevela, what is it supposed to say? Lo sawa kol nevela, la ger shev isherechet nana vachola, but the Gemara dash in the Avodah Zarah has to be raw ligair. It's in a gair. Right? That means fit for human consumption. Here it's not fit for human consumption. What's the problem? V'no sein tam lefgam. That's the expression of the Gemara in the Avodah Zarah. Shari afilu b'chomet b'pesach k'moshka safti l'mal b'perek kol shah b'siyat ha'nishmaya, which we'll hopefully get to down the road. So what's the problem over here if it's nifsal me'achilas adam? Why is it also nifsal me'achilas kelef? Yesh lom. Tohoch ha'shayni. Why? It's fit to leaven other doughs. We'll see soon. The sa'or, what's right? It's sa'or.
Sourdough.
It's inedible. Because it's fit to make other doughs into chametz, v'chitz b'mechilta, etc. Where's the Gemara say? So Rabbi said the Ran said that we don't trust even the Ran. We always look it up as we can. Open yourselves to the Gemara, Rabbi said. Mem hey amud beis. Now Tosis for some reason quoted Tez amud beis, which that was brief there. That's the first instance of it. Much more appropriate for our purpose to see a fuller discussion. Mem hey amud beis. Says the Gemara Mehemet Beis on the last two narrow lines. Hapas she'ipsha chayav levar mesharuya l'shochaka. You can take that rotted bread and grind it up. Ulechamea ba kama isos acheros. With that chametz, you can what? Leaven. Is that the right word? Is that a proper verb? Is that a verb? Yeah. You can leaven other doughs and make them into chametz, otherwise they wouldn't become chametz. Rabosai, I need some help here. Some people know chemistry, food chemistry over here. What is it in the rotted bread that enables me to throw it into a dough and it's going to turn into chametz? It seems to me, if I took a plain slice of bread from my refrigerator, where it's been sitting there in plastic, and I throw it into some dough, will that make the dough leaven? Would it or wouldn't it? What do you say?
No.
It's the rotting process. What does the rotting do with food chemistry? What does it do?
I mean, it has
enzymes, right?
Yeast.
What we call yeast, right? Now, if you go to the store and buy yeast, chametz, not true. The yeast that you buy in the store has nothing to do with wheat. Chametz only made from the chametz aminim. The yeast that you buy, it's synthetic. I don't want to say so. It's not made.
It's yeast cells that are cultured up.
Nothing to do with the chametz aminim, to my knowledge. You go buy yeast, the little packets that they throw into the women throw into the cake to make it rise. Nothing to do with chametz. Weren't we trained that sour is yeast? Isn't that how they translated it in the article Siddur HaChumash? Yeah, I told you, you need these basic svarim with the English. Well, how do they translate it? They say it means yeast.
They say sourdough.
Good. They're accurate. Sourdough means you have dough which you leave for a long time. So certain enzymes develop on it, and that has a magical ability that Kadosh Baruch Hu granted in nature to take regular dough and make it into chametz. So those kind of enzymes apparently exist on rotting bread as well. I'm not a food chemist. That's why I understand the Pash Ipsha, Ror Lechameyabo, Isos Achelos. This is the Gemara from Hamehameh Beis, which the Ran quotes. And in its discussion, the Gemara goes further on both sides and compares, as we saw a little bit earlier in earlier sources, compares this issue, the issue of the Isser of keeping it in your possession over Yontif with Tumah. That's we have halfway down the wide lines. Hapaz Shiyipsha Benislam Elechal Adam Vakelav Yochal Ochel. We saw it already in the Ran. Metama Tumas Ochlin Vikabetim Etzravis Matmei BePesach. Right, but if it was Benislam Echilas Kelav, then that. So you see, it's considered to be Tomash Yipasim Echilechal Kelav. So there's Tumah and it was Pesach are somehow linked together. That's a Gemara Rabbi Osayin of MMA on the base. It's important to see it inside. But Ferish, towards the bottom of the Hamid base, Kalam of Bataris, Kalam Yucha Locha Odom Tomash Yipasim Echilechal Kelav. And that's connected to somehow to the Chi of Beer on Pesach. Okay? Adkan. So far, Rabbi Osayin, so good. To explain what the Ran is saying, we can give the following Yisod, which is quoted in the name of Reb Chaim. And this is classic Reb Chaim, Reb Osai, Chef Segarra. If you bring me tomorrow, Reb Chaim on a Shas, some of those stencils they have, yeah, that's where it's found. I saw it quoted from Simon Tuf Tess, whatever that means, Oschav Tuf Tess in Reb Chaim, who says as follows, Reb Osai. Listen carefully. The Vela She'ena Ruyel Ager is Alocha in the Maisa Achila. Lo Soch Lukol Nevela Lager She'en B'Sharechat Nenem Achola. If it's not Royal Ager, it's a lack of Lo Soch Lukol Nevela. It's no Maisa Achila. Rabbi Osai, it doesn't say that the Chefza is no longer a Chefza Loch. Classic. No Maisa Achila on the Gavra. But the Chefza, as long as it's royal Kelev, still has the status of a Macha, which it once had originally. That's what Reb Chaim explains. So therefore, we understand very well, if it's any royal Ager, there's no Issa Daraisa to eat it, the Mais Achila. But the Issa Daraisa to own it on Pesach, because the Shem Macha was not Paka until the Chefza reaches the low level of Ein Roy Le Kelev. Fine. That's why, Rabbi Osai, the question is raised. The Prima Gadim asked this question. In Mishpat Zozov, Tov Mem Beis Sivkotan Ches. It's the following question. Why is it so that if it's Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev, Rabbi Osai, you may keep it? Isn't it still Roar Lechamea Bo'isa Sacheris? It's even more rotten. I don't know too much about food chemistry. I thought that the more it rots, the more enzymes are there, which can more readily achieve the leavening process in the different dough. So why is it that all of a sudden, when it reaches a level of nisul achilas kelev, that it becomes permissible? Isn't there also roy lechameyabo isos acheros? The Prima Gadim asks this question over here. In Mishpat Zozov, Simon Tufman, Beis of Kot, Ches, Otev, Abik, Shulchan Aruch, could look it up.
Maybe you need Tars Seria, so it has to be...
Very good. He gives two Terutzim. Uvenimsa lekelev mut lachilim in HaTorah, for two reasons. The first, I question the Matthias. One, the su ain roi lechameya. Once it gets so rotten, the longer to achieve a leavening process. I have trouble. I thought that the more rotten it gets, the more leavening it does. You ask a food chemist. Go online. Find out somehow. His second answer, I think, is a love dish answer. Oh, the afro. When it was nifshal achila's kelev, it wasn't afro yet. There was no mice achila, that royal agar. But the cheft is still labeled as food from its previous status. But once it reaches nifshal achila's kelev, it's afro. So even though it will be mechamei sacheris, it's of no consequence. That's, I think, is the correct answer. Found in the second answer of the Prima Gadim in Tuf Mem Beis, Mishpat Zozov, Sivkadon, Ches. Now, I told you before that Rashi had a strange expression of Bitol Tamo Mariso, which may not be the same as Tosis. I quoted it as Semes. I made a mistake. He says that. It's earlier. The Prima Gadim says it right over here. I and Rashi should Bitol Tamo Mariso, L'chora Mashma, the low ketosis, that according to Rashi, even if it has not reached the low level of nifsal achilas kelev, there's still no chiyuv to the mevar. I think it sounds good. The proof of it's probably right. It's probably right. So I said, this is a beferish mamish. Of course, the question becomes, what's the logic behind it? What's the logic behind it? So there are poskim, I saw a quote from the Sefer of the Baruch Tam, we don't have an Arbeis Medrash, but we'll maybe look it up. This is as follows. Listen to the words of the Baruch Tam, one of the classical Sfarim on Yeridei. If it's Nivsal Me'adam, Rabbi Osai, it requires beer, kodotosis. Why? Because the Chefza, here you go, here's his Ramash to show us. It depends upon the Chefza, like Tumah, like a Prime, he's basically saying. Gabi Maisa Chila, and even the Maisa Hanoh, takes an extra step, depends upon nifso me'achilas odom. This is what how he explains. Okay? Let's chazer again. If Rashi is saying that a pas she'ipsha means it's nifso me'achilas odom, maybe he means that at that point it's mutar b'hanah. Remember, the Gemara is talking about hanah. That's what the Gemara is talking about. Chercho kodem zmana, we have the Gemara. What does it say? It's right in front of us. Chercho kodem zmano. What does it say? Mutar b'hano. So it's mutar b'hano. Mutar b'achila medivim midoraisa. Because it's a lack of in the maisa. But as far as pas she'ipsha, which is royal kelev, being required to get rid of it, no stira. The chefta is still a chefta, you have to get rid of it. But the gavra, both in terms of achila and even in terms of b'hano, it's not considered a maisa in the gavra. A little bit harder to say by an order by a chila, but that's what the Baruch Tam suggests. That Rashi shouldn't be against the Gemara on Menhei Beis. Let's chazer again. Tosfos quotes an often the Gemara has to be nifsal achilas kelev. If Rashi disagrees, what do you do with the Gemara? So the first answer was that the Gemara is talking about Rabosai, an Isser of Bairon, the Chiyavir. Rashi's talking about what? Chof Alf and Beis, an Isser Hanoh. A long line to Reb Chaim. That's answer number one. I might have said, Rav Osai, Pas she'ipshah is also, you know why? Because it's roi lechameya bo isos acheres. What makes it roi? The rotting process. That makes these enzymes. Again, you have to look, don't believe me. Look on somewhere in scientific journals. But what's Agamar talking about? You took a piece of bread, you singed it in a fire. Let me ask you a question that we have some chemists from before. I'll take a dough, and I'll take my bread from the refrigerator, and I'll put it in. You said before, nothing's going to happen. Right? What happened? I'll take my bread from the refrigerator, put it in my stove, burn it to a crisp toast. with soap, can't eat it anymore, and I'll put that into the Easter. What was going to happen to me? I would have said no, because it didn't rot, it just burnt. You need that rotting process to make the sourdough. What does sourdough mean? Old dough. In time, it becomes sour. It rots. It's sort of the same idea. So I could have given that as a possible answer. So again, the Prima Gonim gave the Baruch Tam. The Prima Gonim doesn't give any answer. The Baruch Tam gives his answer. The difference between the Chi of Beer on the one hand, which would exist as per Menhem and Beis, and the Yisra Ano, which would not exist, Chafal of Beis. My answer is a simple Metzias matter. If it rots, it's Rol HaChamea. If it burns, not. Okay. The Holy Gera Rebbe, Sfasemes, has a long discussion about this question. Yes, sir.
If that was the case, then Rashi maybe should have just mentioned Nifsal me time, but he also mentions the appearance of the bread, which wouldn't seem
to be. You're right. Why mention the appearance? I'm not even sure. Okay, good question. Rabbi also said, we need to discuss MS and see how he deals with this. He deals it on technical grounds, which requires some more bekiyas and shas, which we're all lacking. I'm not going to go into all the gemaras that he quotes. Just to give you briefly how the Holy Sfasemis tries to defend Rashi's position as he understands it, even though it seems to be against the Gemara on that Mem Hei Amid Beis. His basic strategy is Eilu Veilu Divelikim Chaim to Machlokas. We're reading it to Chof Aleph Amid Beis. Here we go. Rashi's against Tosis. Because Rashi holds it's Nuksha. Chometz nuksha, a phrase you may have heard of in somewhere in your time, hard chometz. Him came taya the plukta the rav meir rav yuda the kamam mem gimel and alf. Quant of Yehuda ochlo potter, and that's the stam mission that way. So therefore nifsa mechilas adam lo asru. I pass she ipsha. That's like a meir nuksha also with the rice. It's a machlokas atanoim, the easiest way out. We're not going into the details of the machlokas right now. If you look up and give them an alf, I see her. Machlokas atanoim, shine. What he says, true. The Mogan Avraham, the beginning of Simon Tufman Bey, says, Nuksha is only hechash de me olam lo hoya roya lachilo. The machlokas and Nuksha, Mem Gimel, Rabbi Ose, was never fit for use. It's a kind of a fermenting process which was never edible. But if it was once edible, it's certainly going to be awesome. That's the Mogan Avraham. Rashi doesn't know. Rashi doesn't know. Oh, this is the Mogan Avraham. Rashi was older than the Mogan Avraham. He doesn't have to agree to be bound by the Mogan Avraham statements. So suggests the Sfas Emes in his first answer over here. It's the B'maskel, the Gemara, the Oma. Right over here, in Afchav Aleph, on the base. You have yours? You're checking up on me? Check up. Don't trust me. You have the miniature version. Check it up. In this, if you have the same version, it's a block print version. Yeah, I think it's block print or Rashi print. Page 250. It's the same that I have. Mine is full size, you have half size. That's answer number one. Answer number two, Rav Osai. Gami Shlomo. From the Kamon Mem Heim and Beis, Polygraph Nosim, Bepas Sheipsha Venesim Achilas Adam, Visvile, Dena Matame Tumas Ochlim. It's a machlokas atanam mamayim and beis. What's the din? If it's nifsa mechilas adam, is it matami or not? And the same dispute would presumably exist. Was the chi of beer mechametz or not? That's what he says. An interesting, not a possible answer. And Rashi therefore is going like Rav Nosson. Okay. And Rabosai. Take a look about. You have to see this in the Gemara. I can't do. Let's take a look up. Look, Bifnim, Mem Hei Amid Beis. Open up, please, to Mem Hei Amid Beis. Also, we have to move. I want to just finish this Indian at least today. Mem Hei Amid Beis. Mem Hei Amid Beis. Rav Nosson is a different opinion. Mishim Rav Nosson, I wrote 10 lines up. Eina Metamen. Not matama tumas ochel, and the Gemara has it further than that. Toner rabbanan, arevis or avdonim shenosin the sofa kerach tov shloshi yamim chayav levar. Konos shloshi yamim ena chayav levar. Amar Rav Nosson. Oh, so Rav Nosson is a player here in Hilchas Chametz as well. Suggest the Sfas Rav Nosson is a player on Ilchus Tumas Ochlin. He's a player on Ilchus Chametz. It's Haba Atalia. It's Haba Atalia. Interesting. Fascinating. Okay, so what are they fighting about? Ve'eino royal Adam. And Rava, who paskins Chercho Kodem Zmano, Rabosai. Chercho Kodem Zmano. Omar Rava. Halach Rav Nosson. The fourth line from the end. So Rava Lashitasa Rava. This is a pupil of Svasana's proportions. Rava is the one who passed like Rav Nosson, who was more makel. It's enough to be Nifsal Me'achilas Adam. That's Rava speaking. And guess who says our member? We don't pay attention so much. Back on Chav Aleph and Beis. You pay attention? Omar Rava! Chercho Kodem Zmano. Rava Lashitasa. What a chap. This is Svasana says in the second text. It's first text again, Rav. Makes it depend upon Rav Meir of Yehuda against the Mabon Avraham, and the second teretz is no, it's Rav Nosson the Rabban and Rav Lishitos. Okay, right or wrong. Rabban says Halacha LaMaisa, and this is what we're going to get to. We have to talk. Rabban says, anyone here ever had to take a medicine on Pesach? Do you ever look at those big books, huge books they put out every year? Okay, same thing. They put out a big book too. So this I call L.A. Law. Everyone knows that the Rabbi Best of Los Angeles has huge books. He puts out lists. Are those lists really required? What if it really is chametz? Is it edible? Is it a food? Who makes a bracha on pills? No, but it's not a food. So why can't I have pills if they have to have chametz? What's wrong?
Isn't it my shorts? I mean, those shorts write a letter every year. As for years, he's written CRC. He published a letter of his. Him in my first day, Chicago.
Right.
All
medicines are mutter.
All solid.
All solid medicines are mutter. Yeah. That's what I think too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think so with this last actually. I've read 4 days
after. Yeah, what did I say? Oh yeah? Okay, I'm calling myself. Good. But obviously there's some who disagree, or at least Lechatchila disagree. They go to all these lengths to print these humongous booklets with this. I get so many calls before Pesach. Well, Rabbi, what's this? I'm saying, wait, I'll look it up. I have Rabbi Bess's list, I have Rabbi Heinemann's list, I have the OU's list, I have Rabbi Blumenkrantz has a list.
The OU makes a list. Because I thought the OU held that it's not an issue.
But it's still a list. There's still a list. Whatever it may be, there seems to be a whole bunch of lists. So let's discuss this. So the Ran, Rabosai says, Chercho Kodem Zmano is Mutta Bahano. What about Achila? Let's turn quickly to the Ran and then back to the Rush. We're going to run out of time. Now let's just see the Ran first. They're both saying. The Ran here on our daf. Still on the original source sheet, they're both saying. It's page Yudal in our print, column 2. Chercho Kodem Zmano is Mutter Banoach Hazmano. Says the Ran, the last 4 lines. Udarmina, the new paragraph. Mutter Banoso. Bidinu da filu bachila nami shari. Kevin sheyotzi mitoras pas, kodem sheyochel bo yisu chametz. Al fisha ein, derech achila belechem choruch, noga lishna de mutaban also. Da filu achile, la bachila hi, ela de misanimine. It's not eating. It's not fit to be eaten. So we have to only analyze the mutaban. Even if you do eat it, it's only considered to be ano, it's mutaban. Okay? That's the Ran here. Turn to the Rosh Rabosai, please. Right over here. The Rosh and Alison. A world famous Rosh. The Rosh is world famous. World famous. Yesh Shirotzim Lomar. It's in the narrow lines for the bottom of column 1 here on page 9. Lav Davka No, Du Adin Nami Achila, the Afra Bialmu. Can you eat it too? That's what the Ran said. Below Mistaber, says the Rosh. The Afra P, the Botla, the Asa Ochel, it's a Kolodom, Mikomagom, Kevin, the Iu Kaochele, Osur. Since you are eating it, it is in fact prohibited. Why is it prohibited according to the Rosh? Why? What's the magic word? The magic word. Achshaveh. The Rosh didn't use the word Achshaveh. I mean, you just read the entire Rosh. I'm bringing the word Sfas Emes. I am Rosh, right? Am Machila also Mishum Da Achshave. Says the Sfas Emes, Svar Duchuki. Kevin Lochal Hashem Yisru Chometz, Mabakach Di Achshave. Who cares? Who cares Achshave? What's the difference? The Cheft's not a Cheft of Chometz. Comes up with a whopper amazing Chiddush Sfas Emes. Ev Shaloma. Ena Chinami. Bachila nami shari imchercho kodem zman isur achocho demari bechercho b'shoa chamishis dekoi aresha demasnisin b'shoa shemut dekoi lecho. Unbelievable. The two parts of the Mishnah are linked. We're talking about the fifth hour. We spoke about that last week. V'gamrovi eshtobo demari kodem zman isur hano, but it's after zman isur achila. In Ken Cave, and the Lister Achila, Echmir Lesser Beit Shos, who are dynamica, and Lechel Befesach, Echmiru, Shemetah, Beshah, Tetra, Nitzel, Kerchel, Achaz, Manisura, Dachka, Bano, Ashur. Avi, Mechelchel, Kona, Shah, Achamishis, and Echinami, the Bachila, Nami, Shari. What a Chiddush, Nifla, Menor of the Sfas Emes.
Why should it be different once it's already Asr Bechila?
Right, once it's a Cheft, Asr Bechila, it retains some kind of a status. Even if it became nifsal me'achilas adam, or even nifsal me'achilas, let's chaz it again. Chercha kodem zmano is asur
me'achilas
adam. It would be considered to be in the category of is. That's what he says. That's what he says. And the truth is that the idea already is found. I'm going to read you one. We're almost out of time. In Rabbeinu David, here on our sugya, in footnote 17, quotes this Sfas Emes, that also b'achila b'cherecho b'shoa chamishis, and guess who he's mechaber to? Rabbeinu David said so. Amazing, he had never been a Dabbat. It's amazing, it wasn't printed until very recently. It's the Dolomo, Mechamed the Rishon. It's amazing. I'll read the Lashon Rabbeinu David right over here. He quotes it from the Ramban, Rav Morinar. Mutta ba'na da'afte be'ketonim ve'masnisim mishun da'asho chamishis kaimalon. Shemut lo le'honis mimena. Uvaya shemchircha b'sho chamishis. Asu ba'achila shekva yisru bo yisru achila. V'shubayna yotzi mide yisru. Implying that if he did it before the Shoch HaMishis, it would in fact be mutter. Can you imagine this? Sfas Emes and Mechava to Rabbeinu David? It's unbelievable. It didn't happen. It couldn't have happened. No one had it. Shows how great our Gadol Olam. You see, footnote 17. I would have gone wild. I would become a Gera Chosid in a second. It's Sfas Emes that was Mechava to Rabbeinu David. It's amazing. Unbelievable. So now that our time is up, I didn't quite get what I wanted to do. There is an important Rabosai Raivit in Perik Aleph in the Chaschamot Samata Halacha Beis, and there's an important Bir Halacha in Simen Tuf Mem Beis Siftes Tibramasal Chometz that talks about this issue. And we have to analyze all of these dinim. Fundamentally, for tomorrow, we're going to try to spend time on Tuf Mem Beis Sif Tes. It's a very important sif. You should see, if you can, as I said to you before, the Bir Halacha. The Halacha here, the Ramasal Chometz. The first word is Chometz. That's an important Bir Halacha. And after you see that, you'll try to look in other sources that talk about it. There's many Mishnah Brewers over here in Sif Tes, all of which you should try to see. It's not that long, it's less than a page. And Sharat Zion's even are very important. And after we see that, which is again very critical, we're going to have to turn our attention to earlier part of the same Simen Tov Mem Beis, which is the Simen about these matters. And we'll see back in Sif Beis, Hapas Sheipsha. So, and they're also very important, Sharat Zion. And if you have the chazanish in the back, it's also important. These additions of the chazanish in the back, he criticizes the Sharetzim. And if you have a chance, if you can, you should look in the Mogan Avram. And not only that, he has the big Shulchan Aruch, but the Mogan Avram actually is quoted. I'll just give you a coming attraction. It's over here. Just we'll end with this last source to show you. This Mogan Avram is quoted, Reb Osai, by the Kovin Asana right here in front of us. Osei. We were reading together now Perek Beis Siman Aleph in the Rebbe. We didn't quite finish it yet, but we'll finish it in the edit tomorrow. It's an important Kovin Asana, Osei, who criticizes the Mogan Avram. It's worth seeing the Mogan Avram inside. He tells you where, Tavim Beis Kod Yudalad, and the Prima Garden there as well. So we have a little work cut out for us to see out of the Shemaya for tomorrow's sheet.
Where's the Rabbit
found? Perek Aleph Aleph Beis, I believe, in. Did I bring my Rambam here?